And you've probably seen them. They're in neighborhoods all around Atlanta. Signs telling drivers to slow down, sometimes adding a few adjectives that have to be bleeped out. Now, they're not official or anything. Residents put them up themselves to combat speeding cut-through traffic. But do those signs work? WABE's Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
The signs come in all different forms. Bright yellow ones that say, "Kill speed, save lives." Those are pretty common. So are the red signs that say, "Drive like your kids live here." The one that caught my attention recently looks more like an art project. It's hanging from power lines along the side of a street in Morningside. I'm looking at it with Georgia Tech professor Carrie Watkins. It's a mask of a cartoon cat.
Sylvester?
Oh, Sylvester.
I think.
Like yeah. Sylvester from Looney Tunes. Below him is a little placard that says, "Go slow."
And obviously what they're trying to do is get anyone's attention. They're just trying to be visible so that people would actually read the sign.
Watkins says that's the tough part with these signs. They can do a little good. Research shows they slow drivers down by a couple of miles per hour. But that's only if drivers notice them. And if the signs become commonplace, people may not.
The more of those kinds of signs that you put up, the less people pay attention to them. And signs in general just start to become background noise.
So this weird hanging cat sign might work more than others. And with all the traffic on this road, residents like Irina Swift are glad it's there.
It's unusual, and I think people would pay attention. At least just respect that it's a side street.
To really bring down speeds, though, Watkins says local governments have to step in with enforcement.
If people are afraid that if they do disobey the speed limit, a cop is going to pull them over. The other thing that works is designing the road right in the first place.
So it's narrow, has sidewalks, and just feels more like a neighborhood street than a highway. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.